Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's defense minister vowed to step up attacks on Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group, even if a ceasefire is reached with the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said Sunday anyone who thinks that a temporary ceasefire with Gaza will also apply to Hezbollah is mistaken. Diplomats from the United States and European countries have presented a series of proposals hoping to produce a deal that would tamp down the border conflict. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday 31,000 Ukrainian soldiers had been killed since Russia's full-scale invasion 2 years ago, giving the first official figure for more than a year. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard reports.
Zelensky on Sunday told reporters that 180,000 Russians had been killed in the fighting. Russia does not disclose military losses, which it regards as a secret. Both sides regularly describe the other's military losses as vast. Battlefield casualties are a highly sensitive subject in Ukraine, which is trying to reform how it mobilizes civilians to join its armed forces after last year's counteroffensive failed to break through Russian lines. Zelensky said that that plan had been leaked to Russia.
Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro gathered thousands of supporters in Sao Paulo on Sunday to demonstrate political strength amid investigations that many believe could land him in jail. The far-right former president called the rally after being targeted by a police raid earlier this month investigating an alleged coup attempt. This is VOA News. Pope Francis was well enough to celebrate his weekly prayer from the Vatican window in St. Peter's Square on Sunday. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The Vatican press office said that canceling his recent engagements was a precautionary measure due to a mild flu. In his address, Pope Francis remembered the second anniversary of the war in Ukraine. The pontiff also prayed for the people involved in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the violence in Congo, and the kidnappings in Nigeria. At the end of the Angelus, Pope Francis also drew attention to the impact of climate change on Mongolia. He appeared in good shape as he concluded his prayers with his usual greetings to the crowd. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Ukraine's defense minister says half of promised Western military support fails to arrive on time, and he said on Sunday that complicates the task of military planners and ultimately costs the lives of soldiers. He said each delayed aid shipment meant Ukrainian troop losses and underscored Russia's superior military might. Russian shelling and rocket strikes continue to pummel Ukraine south and east. Former U.S. President Donald Trump easily defeated former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley in her home state's Republican presidential primary on Saturday, extending his winning streak as he marches toward a rematch with Democratic President Joe Biden. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
The former South Carolina governor appeared to have outperformed expectations, with Trump's 20 percentage point margin smaller than opinion polls had earlier projected.
My whole goal for running is because you have a majority of Americans who are saying they don't want Donald Trump and they don't want Joe Biden. So as long as you have a majority of Americans saying, please give us a choice, I'm going to continue to fight. I am not going anywhere.
Haley continued to insist she would fight on, at least through Super Tuesday in March, when Republicans in 15 states and one U.S. territory will cast ballots.
And we're headed to the Super Tuesday states throughout all of next week.
However, Trump has already been campaigning as though he was the official GOP presidential candidate as he focused his attacks on Democratic incumbent Joe Biden.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. A Bangladeshi court on Sunday barred the adoption of elephants from the wild, a move hailed by animal rights activists as a landmark order to help stop cruelty. Rights groups said the high court order suspending licenses will stop the torture of captive Asian elephants in the name of training. Bangladesh was once the major home for Asian elephants. I'm Joe Ramsey.